Would one's individual frequency be raised if they were to move to a city of higher frequency?
I never asked that.
No.
My guess would be not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
However, you would be influenced to come up to the level of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everybody around you wears a suit and a tie and says yes sir and no sir and is respectful and doesn't throw the rubbish on the street, this begins to rub off on you. And so you become more and more like that if you want to survive in that community. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think, it, you know, by example, it has an upliftment
mm-hmm.
to set your sights somewhat higher. But I don't think in and of itself. Anyway, I think we mentioned Toronto's very high and Chicago's very high. See? People say if they're looking for truth, I wouldn't run off to Afghanistan to try and fight it. I'd yeah. move to Chicago.
But that brings to mind another question. Can somebody get a little bit obsessed with the whole frequency? You know, okay, I'll move to this and I'll read this book and I'll calibrate and like literally get lost.
No, you don't get lost because you bring it to its own conclusion. In the beginning, it's quite a discovery. Naturally, you have curiosity. If you're spiritually aligned, of course you're spiritually curious. And you begin to calibrate a number of things around you until you're more familiar. Now you're refamiliarizing yourself with your environment, but from a different perspective. What you've done is add another dimension of understanding and comprehension. And you've really advanced your capacity for essence. For instance, I've done it experimentally. I have a thermometer in my car. You know, I have a 64 Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it tells you the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So before I punch the button that tells me the temperature, I quickly, off the top of my mind, without thinking, mm-hmm. like blink, I say, the temperature outside 48. Then I look to see what the temperature is. Okay, if you do that every day,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you begin to, instead of a magical way, almost always correctly guess it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I get up in the morning now and I'll say, it feels like 54 out. And I go to the thermometer, it says 53.8, see?
So what's that about?
What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
That's an experiential learning which is taking place not really in a nonlinear field, you know, the knowingness. You walk over the thermometer and you say, 54 out today, bang, you got it. Your mind can train itself to do that. That's called nonlinear learning, exposing yourself to the field, familiarity. So.
And that can be a real game that's played. I know, for example, I hate the sound of a big alarm in the morning.
Yes.
And I noted that about 5 minutes before the alarm would go off,
oh, yes.
I'd always get up.
That's
so
true.
Before mm-hmm. bed the night before, I said, I'm going to get up at 7 o'clock.
That's correct. Many people do that. And they wake up just 5 minutes before.
And it's a gentler way
All
to
right.
wake
so
up.
So if you're asleep, how would you know what time it is?
Right.
So that,
and I think it can be very fun, kind
yeah,
of exploring
of course it's fun.
Exploring that
yeah,
synchronicity
like
of life.
To guess the temperature, you know, it was sort of a fun game. I just did it as a novelty to see what would happen, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. I know that you have already shared with us that the real way we can change the consciousness of the world is to change our own consciousness. To
change your
to
own,
our
your own, yes. And then, of course, your influence influences others. So the more advanced you are, the more advanced it tends to propel people who are around you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're around somebody who's congenial and thoughtful, almost by example, you find yourself becoming more congenial and thoughtful.